This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, the second day of January, 2021. That's a brand new year, and this is our first weekend edition show of the year. Thank you very much for tuning into the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And remember, a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working right now, everybody, everywhere, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And we have our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where if you can't hear us any other way, you can go over to the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and the live stream is playing there right now. And I want to give a special shout-out and a Happy New Year wish to our friend Maria in Germany, who's listening to us overseas in Germany right now. And hello to Richard DeMarine, a couple of early people jumping in the chat room there. All right, and now we go to the Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Welcome to the New Year's weekend edition show.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
Yes, sir. Let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we're going to start out with three stories. Each one is almost as big as the other. The Senate voted on yesterday to override President Trump's veto of the NDAA, the defense budget, and that will become reality. Obviously, the president was upset over that. He was not happy, and it is what it is, and there's not much you can do about it.
Well, that's exactly right. Now, of course,
and we said it was coming, by the way. We said a long time ago this was going to happen.
Well, that's right. And President Trump, I think, has vetoed, I think, eight other bills. They've all been upheld until this one right now.
Yeah, this is the first time, and you know, it's just the way things seem to be going at the moment for the president. Okay, well, President Trump also declared, and nobody can understand this one, nobody, also declared the Georgia Senate runoffs invalid and illegal. Again, who controls the elections? Is it the state or the federal government?
Well, it's the states control their own elections.
And this runoff election is being held because of the plurality wasn't there. And by Georgia law, the state constitution, they have to have a runoff until somebody gets more than the magic number of 50%, 50 plus 1%. So here we go again. That's what's going on. And even though the president may not like it, and I think he was probably reaching out because of the override of his defense budget, I think that that's probably what brought this on. That's my guess. It's just a guess on my part. I have no idea.
Well, of course, the president is sort of tying all this to, of course, the other issues with the general election.
He's seething.
Right, exactly right. But I don't know that the election itself is illegal or invalid at this point, obviously.
No, and I wouldn't go so far as to say that. To me, that makes absolutely no sense at all. But that's just me. What do I know? And then finally, and this is serious, the Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, has warned that President Trump will be dead in a few days as the Iran-U.S. relations keep crumbling. Now, he has come out and made a threat against our president. And we all know that's because tomorrow, well, actually today, today's the 3rd, I believe. Or wait a minute. What's the date today? Is it the 3rd?
2nd. Yeah.
2nd. Okay, tomorrow, being Saturday, is the 3rd. And we all know that that's the anniversary, the one-year anniversary of Soleimani, the General Soleimani, Qassem Soleimani, being taken out by a drone by U.S. forces at the Baghdad airport.
Well, that's exactly right. So one has to wonder, Captain, if this is for local consumption. However, that being said, this is a pretty bold sort of prediction that that Hassan Rouhani is making. Certainly it's because of the anniversary of Soleimani's killing, basically. But one has to wonder, you know, exactly what are they really talking about? Because, again, you know, they do have agents. They do have perhaps the ways that they think.
They have operatives in this country, and we know it.
That's right.
We may know who some of them are, but we don't know who all of them are, and that's what concerns me deeply.
Well, exactly right. But here's the thing. Of course, the American government, the intelligence community, the Secret Service, they understand chatter. They understand all these things. They have, I think, very effective ways of making sure that any of our leaders are safe and protected. And that being said, this is something that all Americans, whether they voted for President Trump or not, have to understand, that when it comes to something like this, our politics stops at the edge of the shore, and we all come together and say another country is not going to do something like this, like what they're talking about.
No, and we have to take this seriously when another country threatens our president with death, and that's exactly what the Iranian president Hassan Rouhani did. We got the music coming up, but folks, don't be surprised if those of you going to the rally in Georgia on the 4th, the two rallies, don't be surprised if the security's off the wall there. Don't be surprised because of this. That's what happens. All right, Kyle, you hang on, and folks, I'll be right back. And Kathy, give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. And I've been taking their product now going on just a little bit more than 5 years. And because of the problems that I have that came from the World Trade Center with my left leg and my left ankle, with the replacement of my left ankle, Relief Factor is something that I take because of the inflammation and the swelling that goes on in my left ankle and the pain that I sometimes would have to take a narcotic for, which I'm not doing anymore, thank God. I am taking a Relief Factor, which is all natural, 100% drug-free. Now, it has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, and it stops the inflammation, and it even helps to lower and eliminate the pain by going straight to the source of where you got it. And it works for me. I've used it many times for other different reasons, other injuries, and it just works over and over again. So I am totally sold on it, and you will be too once you get a chance to try it. And all you have to do is try the 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You can go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Take a look at the little video that's there. It tells you all about it, and then you can order the product. Again, $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. And again, the website, relieffactor.com/captain. And don't forget, all you got to lose is pain. And Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, a couple people I was having conversations with yesterday, both by email and on the Facebook Messenger and whatnot, were talking about the fact that, well, Donald Trump's going to pull a rabbit out of his hat, and he's going to do this, he's going to do that, et cetera, et cetera. I certainly hope so. But would I bank the farm on it? No, I would not. Now, we know, Kyle, that before the year 2020 began, the biggest story by far had already begun, and we didn't even know about it. Now, what happened was most Americans thought that the big story was of 2020 was going to be the presidential election, Donald Trump winning overwhelmingly, and what could be bigger? Well, right. We soon found out. And Democrats who impeached Donald Trump but failed to remove him, that same party panicked when Bernie Sanders took the lead for the nomination. But it was Joe Biden who won the prize. And then, of course, John Lewis, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Alex Trebek, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and John LeCare all died, each with a different story in 2020. Now, in November, Joe Biden, miraculously, by whatever reasons, and we all suspect that it was because there was a lot of fraud involved in the election, but the problem with that is, so far, no court, no judge, no state legislature, no governor, no member of Congress, House or Senate, has stepped forward to do anything about it so far, or the Supreme Court, correct?
That's right.
And Joe Biden has been declared the winner by winning the Electoral College. And Donald Trump, of course, was in no mood to concede, and he hasn't yet, and he won't. Now, of course, COVID-19 actually wound up becoming the big story of the year, right?
Right.
And then in December, Operation Warp Speed produced a vaccine. It's still a big fight, but now we've got one, two, and soon a third vaccine to help out, correct?
That's right.
So maybe most of us won't be sad to see 2020 end, but as we looked at 2021, we certainly looked at 2021 with hope. And may the new year, folks, bring all of us renewed promise and blessing. And let me tell you something. It's about time that this country woke up to the fact that it's being stolen by interests that don't give a rat's ass about you, about me, about anybody. It's called communism, not socialism. Forget that. Not progressivism, but communism. Now tell me I'm wrong.
Well, you're not really wrong, Captain, because what we're seeing, of course, is this notion that there's going to be sort of a different way of governing the American people, and by that I mean the elite class or the oligarchy, whatever you kind of want to call it, in terms of the incoming Biden machine, they really believe that you have to be told what to do.
Yep.
It's a very different philosophy than unleashing the American people.
Yep.
It's about regulating the American people as much as possible.
Yep, and I've got one of our favorite callers on the telephone line here. It's Todd in Tampa with 60 seconds. And first of all, Todd, I have a question for you. Are you ready?
I have the answer.
What did you think when you saw Bill de Blasio and his wife in an empty Times Square dancing in Times Square? Did you just want to take something and throw it at the television like I did?
De Blasio, his real name is Wilhelm.
Right.
And he's another fake Italian who gives Sicilians a bit of the Italians a bad. He's a disgrace. He's a Marxist socialist in the Third Reich. And I was born in the Bronx, and I lived in Long Island. So the last place I want to go to is New York. And Cuomo's the other.
Okay. All right. Hold it. Now get to your point. You got 60 seconds. Go for it.
The bottom line is this, ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump won in a landslide. And I don't know how the 249 states, as you could be a Trump supporter, they want to hear that 1,000 times over. The bottom line is this, fear not, Christ Jesus is on the scene because he put Donald Trump in office, and Donald Trump won. You can't put Notre Dame in the championship game when they got beat by 17. You can't.
Alabama, baby.
There you go. Okay, you can't. Yeah, that's what you want to do. You want to put Biden in where he didn't win. Okay, he didn't win. Let me tell you something. You know, in the Bible, Sodom and Gomorrah, when God rained down fire and destroyed. That's what you know. You know what our. You know, Mitch McConnell. You don't speak for us. You're a Judas. Okay, you're a Paul Ryan, a John Boehner. You're a sellout. Donald Trump won in a landslide, and if you were the Republican in the White House and won in a landslide like Donald Trump did, okay, and we'd be fighting for you, loser, and that goes for all 100 of you Judas senators. You're all worthless. Let's get to work and save the country.
Okay,
Jesus.
And again, we have, let's see, tomorrow is the 3rd, and remember, the 3rd is the anniversary of General Qassem Soleimani, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Council general, Quds Force commander, being taken out by one of our drones at the Baghdad airport, correct, Kyle?
That's right.
And the president of Iran has threatened the death of our president. Now, he may not have done it and said, we're going to kill you, but what he said and the words he said it are enough to just put a shiver up and down your spine because, again, Rouhani warned Trump will be dead in a few days. That's the exact quote.
Exactly right. And, you know, Captain, it is, again, very, very chilling. But in typically, though, terrorist organizations, you know, they typically want to try to do something.
Well, it's PSYOPs. A lot of it's PSYOPs.
Exactly.
Because if you want to see PSYOPs, just sit there and watch what the Democrats say and what the Republicans say back and forth and all the misinformation and all the stuff that they just throw out there to see if it's going to stick against the wall. Okay, we have another caller, so I'm going to go over there so he doesn't have to hold. This is Mike in Clearwater. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain, Professor. You know, President Trump did a lot of good things, and one of the things that he did was roll back a lot of the regulations that was stymieing, you know, businesses. So they
$19 million worth of regulations.
Right. So now we're faced with Biden coming in. So he's already said that he's going to put us back in the Paris climate.
He's going to unroll those regulations and put them back
right.
in play. Yes, sir.
I was just about to say that, Captain. He's going to put the regulations back on the business.
Yeah.
So how is he going to build this back better? Oh, by the way, you know, you put all these rules and regulations in place, and guess what? The businesses aren't going to buy equipment. They're not going to hire people because they're going to be burdened with these unnecessary rules.
You're missing the one word. You're missing the one word. You're missing the one word.
He's probably also going to raise the corporate tax rate.
You're missing the one word. You know what he's banking everything on?
What?
China. Want to bet? We're going
to
open the doors.
He's going to reverse the policy on China.
We're going to open the doors wide open again to China. They're going to start sending all their stuff in here. Plants are going to be encouraged to move over there. He's going to give them tax breaks to do that and all that stuff. All the stuff that Donald Trump did away with to bring the jobs back to America, that's what Joe Biden is going to do. And if you folks listening to me in Georgia want that and you want some of those auto jobs up here, those big fancy plants that came to your state, then guess what? You vote for the Democrats. And if you want to lose $2,000 that was given to you right off the bat, tell me I'm wrong, Mike, right off the bat by Donald Trump's tax cuts, everybody, every man, woman, and child that paid taxes got a minimum of $2,000 back in their paycheck at the end of the year. Now, just off the top of my head, that's about $40 a week. If you want to lose all that, then vote for a Democrat. Otherwise, wake the hell up and reelect the Republican senators that are there. You want to hang on, Mike? Because I didn't get you a chance to ask you a question. All right. Well, he's going to hang on. And Kyle, you hang on. But I had to get up on my platform there because he was not getting to the direct point. And the direct point is, folks, and I'm not making this up, every single thing that is out there that talks, that walks, that sounds like a duck, that talks like a duck, the damn word China's behind it. Go look. It was never Russia. It was China. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Senate Republicans blocked attempts for the fourth straight day to increase stimulus checks to $2,000 in a rare New Year's Day session. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says this was their last chance before starting over.
The Senate can start off this new year by adding to that sense of hope by sending $2,000 checks to struggling American families. The Senate can start off 2021 by really helping the American people. We can start off 2021 by sending $2,000 checks to struggling American families to carry them through the darkest and final days of this pandemic.
Senator Lindsey Graham says, like the president, he also wants the $2,000 checks. Meanwhile, the Senate voted to overturn President Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yes, you are. Thank you very much, Larry Elder. By the way, the whole Salem gang is going to be up there in Georgia. Let's see here. The rally on the 4th in Valdosta and up there in North Georgia. Also, we're going to be, where else we're going to be. We're going to be over at the election all around Georgia. A whole bunch of people will be in different locations there, so be listening for all that. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by GEICO, G-E-I-C-O. Oh, that's right, Dalton, Georgia. We just got that in there. Okay, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com is the place to go to check out your car insurance and see if they can save you some money. I've been with them for 15 years, and I'll tell you what, so far, they've been the absolute best car insurance company I have ever had, bar none. So, for the car or the truck that you're driving, or maybe you got a motorcycle or an RV, or maybe you got a boat or an ATV, they'll insure all of that too. And don't forget, they can also give you homeowners and renters insurance policies as well. Now, if you bundle your homeowners with your auto insurance, you'll save a bunch of money. And you can do the same thing with your renters insurance. So check them out online, GEICO, GEICO.com. Tell them the captain sent you, and maybe, just maybe, you'll be one of the people like myself that'll save a bunch of money. Okay. Back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics first. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. Now, let's go to Mike in Clearwater because we kind of cut him off there, and he's got a question at least. So, Mike, what is your question? Go ahead.
Well, the captain covered the first question, Professor, but I do have another one. I think a handful or, what is it, one or two of the police officers that were involved with the Breonna Taylor were fired. Now, I'm concerned with this whole mentality of the cops are the enemy and Black Lives Matter. You know, this is a slap in the law, the face of the law enforcement. I don't want police to be in a situation where they have to make a split-second choice and they hesitate out of fear of what might happen if they make the wrong choice. These people are out there, you know, risking life and limb so that you and I can be safe. Now, are there some bad ones out there? Absolutely. And we have to do everything we can to make sure that they either are taken off the force or don't get hired to begin with. But this kind of action, when you fire a police officer for rightly doing what they were supposed to be doing, and then to have the mayor get up there and talk about what terrible people they are and this, that, and the other, I'm concerned, Professor. What do you think? This is not a good thing. We can't let this become the normal, because if we do, we're in big trouble. Our property, our safety, everything you hold dear is up in the smoke, because these brave, you know, men and women that are out there in the blue uniform are going to be scared to do anything, because they don't want to be put under the spotlight and go through the kind of garbage that those two officers went through. So what do you think, Kyle?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Now, Kyle, go ahead, and then when you get done, I got something to say, and then we'll get to the next caller.
Yes, well, thank you so much, Mike. You know, that's a great observation. And, you know, I think that basically what you see happening is the demonization of police. You know, it's just that they have picked the police as the group to demonize, because they feel that that will make their agenda go forward and create the chaos that they're trying to create. That's exactly what we saw in the streets of the cities across the nation as the cities were burning. So, of course, the idea is to demonize them. You can take a look at any walk of life, and we wouldn't demonize any other profession the way that they're demonizing the police. So that's part of their agenda. And one real quick thing, Captain, Mike had mentioned the idea of build back better. I think that when you hear that term, they don't really mean to build back better in the traditional sense of how it would be perceived if you just hear it. I think it has to do with retooling, and they'll use the word capitalism, but they don't really mean capitalism. It's really more of a gateway to establishing a much more robust sort of government-controlled road to socialism, basically. That's what that Build Back Better is all about.
Where did that statement come from?
Well, I know that generally speaking, it was used as a
political phrase in an election in England.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Okay, because of the Brexit problem. Now, here's my two cents on what Mike said, and you need to remember this, and this came directly from Joe Biden, and this is a quote from Joe Biden recently. He is going to revive the Obama-era scrutiny of police. He's going to scrap the Trump administration restraints that we've seen where Blue Lives Matter, and yes, on this program, Blue Lives Matter, all lives matter, military lives matter, everybody's life matters, okay? There is no one group of people that we're going to favor over another one. And when he talked about Black Lives Matter, I'm going to throw this into the works, too. Black Lives Matter came out within the last 48 hours and said, we are demanding that all of the people that are on the lower end of the poverty spectrum get monthly checks. Monthly checks.
That's right. They said we demand monthly checks.
All right, let's go to the caller holding on, and this is Kentucky on the line. Good morning. Who's this in Kentucky?
Ralph.
All right, go for it.
Well, I'm just saying blue lives do matter. And, you know, all lives matter, whether you're unborn or you're 99 years old.
Yep.
And, you know, people don't respect the Ten Commandments. You know, love thy neighbor they don't respect marriage. They don't respect anything. They just kind of walk around in Walmart making sure that they can buy something from China. So anyways, God bless you and your listeners and everyone.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay. That's the Kentucky Colonel there calling from, I think he calls from the Lexington areas where I think he calls us from. All right. Well, Kyle, you know, I just can't emphasize enough, and oh, by the way, Mitch McConnell, okay, I want everybody to, and by the way, did you see where I put this up on on Facebook about Mitch McConnell, his contact information?
Right. Oh, yes, exactly right.
Yeah, well, it's on my Facebook page, it's on my radio show page, it's on, it's in the chat room, I put it up everywhere I could think of to put it, and the fact of the matter is, We have definitely got to realize what it is that Mitch McConnell is doing right now. Now, 2021 started off in the Senate with doubling down on the opposition to the $2,000 stimulus checks. And unfortunately, we have a situation where we have got the last-ditch effort yesterday that came in, because they were in session yesterday, were they not?
That's right, yep.
We have the last-ditch effort from yesterday where, unfortunately, Mitch McConnell shot it down again. And here we go. The people just don't seem to understand that we've got this situation where Mitch McConnell is not necessarily working in the best interest of the country, even though there's people out there that are hurting, really, really hurting. I know. I've been hearing from them for the last week to 10 days ever since this came out. And I just don't understand what Mitch McConnell is thinking when he talked about, well, there were things in there, there were this. What you do, and correct me if I'm wrong here, what you do is you vote on this as a standalone thing and you make the bill the way it could be done standalone without all the different additions in them. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong. And, you know, Captain, some 3 million votes have already been cast in early voting, according to the reports. We also know that we need a big turnout on Election Day for the Republicans. Now, the question is going to be, did people vote early on the Republican side and didn't take into account the developments that would occur with Mitch McConnell and shooting down the increase in the stimulus checks? That's a big question.
Right. And I myself would like to see him bring it up again. It looks like as if it will be brought up again in the new year, but it'll be brought up with a new Congress.
Right, because I do believe they've adjourned already.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're gone until the new Congress gets seated. They could come back for one more shot at it, but Nancy Pelosi has no intention of bringing the House back, and I think Mitch McConnell would be the only one to do it. But then again, what do I know?
Well, but they've missed the opportunity now, because the perception is going to be the GOP is not doing all possible to help out working people, because Captain, what we're seeing is a real transformation with the GOP over time here, especially with Donald Trump. It's becoming and can be more the party of working people that will absolutely go against the traditional Democrat stronghold of that particular category. And so Mitch McConnell may have just given the Democrats a big, big leg up.
Yeah, and I certainly hope that he didn't blow it for the folks in Georgia, because he could have. We'll see. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back, and I got all kinds of things going on here right now. I'm telling you, all kinds of things going on right now. Messages coming from this side and that side. Holy smokes, I'll try to look at them during the break. Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming right up. Don't go anywhere. We do have weather.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today.
Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and it's our pal Donna Fiducia up there, Carrollton, Georgia way. And, of course, she is a mainstay with the program. She's been with us ever since day number one. And I first ran across her on September 11, 2001 at the World Trade Center when she came down there as a reporter for Fox News, and we were in the thick of what we were in the thick of, which was a day to remember. Oh, boy. But anyway, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Remember, go there, check them out, and find out why they are the largest truck stop chain in the country. You are going to love it. And when you go in there and tell them that you heard me talk about them on the radio, you'll get a free cup of coffee on the Third Watch. So, pilots and Flying J's, tell them the captain sent you. Get yourself a free cup of coffee. And then become a member of the Drivers Club. Get points for everything you buy in the store, or whatever you get in the way of food, and for the diesel you get at the pump, too. It's all part of it. All right, we're going to go patriotic tonight. Here we go.
And the flag's been flying low, and a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall.
small. 'Cause we'll all stick together, and you can take that to the bank. That's the cowboys and the hippies, and the rebels and the Yanks. You just go and lay your hand on a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and I think you're gonna finally understand. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In America, did you? You never did think that we'd ever get together again. We're damn sure you were walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would happen again.
Oh, yeah, Charlie Daniels, and I remember that song way back when, and I'll tell you what, there was another time, another era, another president, that was a George H.W. Bush, and that song was brought out when we were getting ready to give it to Iraq over Kuwait. Remember that, Kyle?
I do.
And I'll tell you what, the lyrics in there, the only thing we need to change is remove the word Russia and throw China in there, and then we got today's world.
well, right, and that Charlie Daniels song encompasses the real spirit that we come together when we're faced with adversity. Absolutely.
Well, we do, and here's the thing. The world doesn't come to an end just because maybe or maybe not we have a president that we don't want, okay? That's not going to be the end of the world. What is going to be the end of the world is if people just go, oh, no, this is a boo-hoo, my vote didn't count. No, you pick yourself up by the damn bootstraps and you say, okay, boys, 2022 is coming. We are going to ram it down your throat this next time around. Get out there and do something about it.
Well, that is the spirit of America right there.
Yeah.
That's right.
And
yeah,
I'm all set. Believe me, I'm all set. Now, if for some reason Donald Trump is the victor on Tuesday, guess what? Great. Fantastic. Away we go. We still continue. But if not, it's not going to be the end of the world. Not for me anywhere. I've just begun to fight. Now, let me read this statement and then give this to you. A strong storm system will shift from the Ohio Valley to the northeast U.S. through Saturday into Sunday, with snow and ice accumulating along much of the storm track. Now, a series of Pacific storms is going to produce periods of heavy rain, heavy mountain snow, gusty to high winds across the northwestern U.S. all the way into north. Next week, and we do have some rain working its way up into Georgia. It's over, moved out of the pretty much out of the eastern part of Georgia over into South Carolina, but now it's coming up out of the Gulf in the southwest corner of Georgia headed north. Okay, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. Still got that air quality alert. This is down in the Phoenix area, the Tempe Scottsdale area of Arizona. 10 freeway and pardon me, 10 Interstate 10 and Interstate 8. And as you come into Southern California, you'll find that the winds have died down. They were pretty strong, I can tell you that for a fact. But they have gone on now, which is good. Winter storm watch, and this is going to be up in the Reno Carson City area,
mm-hmm.
And also, of course, a high wind warning. This is going to be up in southern Oregon, the Lakeview area. They're coming up 395. Wind advisory in Portland and also Salem, Eugene, Oregon as well. So be careful there. This is on Interstate 5.
Yep.
And then in Seattle, we do have a flood watch going on there, Captain, right now. We do have several days of rain forecast, both for Seattle and Portland.
Uh-huh.
Now, over near Spokane, Washington, and also Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, still have a winter storm watch there. 4th of July pass right now reporting icy patches on the road. And it's pretty cold in those areas, 38 in Coeur d'Alene, 40 in Spokane. Also, high wind watch over a lot of the state of Montana tonight as well. This is in Great Falls, Helena, most of the northern part of the state of Montana.
Uh-huh.
High wind watch. This is near Cody, Wyoming, also near Laramie and
yep.
Casper as well.
All right. Well, folks, let's get going here. I'm going to move over to North Dakota, central part of North Dakota. We do have some rain and some high rivers because of the ice there in central North Dakota, just north of Bismarck. Also, we've got fog North Dakota from Fargo, North Dakota, all the way up to Minot, and then all the way across the western part of Minnesota, and it looks like it could be over into the Twin Cities, too, and then on down I-35 all the way down into Iowa, down to Des Moines, west along I-80 all the way to the Omaha area, Council Bluffs area, and then straight up 29 again, on the eastern part of South Dakota. Now, moving down to Texas, we've got some winter driving conditions still in the western part of Texas, east of El Paso, down to the Mexican border, and up along I-20 over towards Vega and Pecos. And then we do have rain tonight. East of, east of Pensacola, east of Mariana, Tallahassee, you're getting rain all the way up through the, southwestern part of Georgia to the west of I-75, and it's kind of angling its way towards Atlanta. We do have some fog in Atlanta right now, north, south, east, west, about a 50-mile circle there, of Atlanta right now, all the way over to Augusta, Georgia, might add. Then the rain is on I-20 over towards Columbia, South Carolina. Hello to our listeners there. And, it goes up through, I-95 towards North Carolina. All right, we've got some gale force winds off the coast of South Carolina, North Carolina, and up towards the Chesapeake Bay. And then the snow tonight is in the Poconos, Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, I-84, across through Poughkeepsie, on over into, the Berkshires and Massachusetts, the northern part of Connecticut, as well as all of Vermont, all of New Hampshire. The extreme northern tip of northeastern New York has a winter storm warning all the way across northern Vermont, northern New Hampshire, and most of Maine is under a winter storm warning. Our listeners in Portland are getting snowed on tonight. And then the entire eastern part of New York, from I-81, from just south of Binghamton down towards Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, a little bit north of there, all the way east to the Vermont and Massachusetts and Connecticut line, you've got snow. So you got that going on in New York tonight. Also, one other little area to add to the mix, that would be Michigan, the central part of Michigan, north of Detroit, north of I-94. There is snow about a 75-mile wide swath straight across from Lake Michigan all the way over to Canada. So that's what we got going on tonight. And Kyle, the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, a great place to go. Tell them the captain sent you. Get yourself a free cup of coffee and then join the Drivers Club.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. They can get points for that. They also have a great app that you can use if you want to reserve things like your truck parking or showers, this kind of thing. You've got to check it out.
All righty. Here comes the music. We're going to take a break. Top of the hour news. Hour number two coming right back. Kyle Warren will be with us. This is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to get up on my soapbox a little bit when we come back again. A lot of people are chiming in. And they love that Charlie Daniels song. I may play it again. Who knows? All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.